This is Things to Keep You Warm and Dry, a Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Wordslinging and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, contains the relationship Poe Dameron, Finn, Rey, with additional tags for post-movie, pre-threesome, friendship, canon compliant, sharing clothes. Author's Notes. Written for a kink meme prompt. To the surprise of absolutely no one, I've fallen headfirst into new Trio OT3, and I'm planning to stay here for a while. At some point after Poe's been debriefed, after General Organa, who looks years older and sadder and tireder than when he last saw her, puts a hand on his shoulder and says, "Get some rest, Poe." He ends up not back in his own quarters, but in the medbay. Finn's still in a Bacta tank, and there won't be much in the way of news until he's out of it. But Poe finds Rey curled up in a chair, staring at the tank as if she can make Finn heal faster through sheer force of will. She glances up as Poe enters the room, and he nods to her as he takes the other chair in the room. They sit quietly for a little while, the silence not quite awkward. They still don't know each other well, but they're united in their concern for Finn and the kind of overwhelmed emotional state that comes with days like today. It's Rey who speaks first, still looking at Finn with her chin propped on her fist. "I don't know what to do with myself now." Poe leans back in his chair.
"I don't know about you, but I could use a shower and a nap."
Rey looks over at him. "A shower?" she asks, seeming faintly amazed.
"What, with water?"
"Yeah," Poe says, bemused, and then it clicks. "Oh, right, you grew up on Jakku. Well, hey, if you want to use mine, you're welcome to it." "You sure you don't mind?" she asks, as Poe lets her into his room.
He's already told her he doesn't, but from what he knows about the life of a scavenger on Jakku, it's not surprising that she'd find any charitable offers hard to take at face value.
"I'm sure," he tells her, pointing.
"It's right through there. You should find everything you need."
A few seconds later, he hears the water turn on, and then a slightly startled yelp.
"You all right in there?"
he calls, and gets no answer but the sound of running water.
"Right?"
"This is brilliant," she shouts, and Poe grins. He sits down on the bed while he waits for her to finish up, leaning back and closing his eyes. He doesn't know if he's ever been this tired, maybe after getting worked over by the First Order's goons. And he's on the verge of falling asleep when the water stops, and Rey calls out,
"Poe?"
He opens his eyes.
"Yeah?"
"I just remembered I haven't got anything else to wear."
"Right."
He stands up, moving over to the closet.
"I don't want you to go into any trouble," she says. "I can just put my old things back on." No, it's fine," Poe says, grabbing some pants and a tunic and, after a moment's consideration, a belt. "As long as you don't mind these being a little loose."
"I'm not picky," Rey says, as he hands the clothes through blindly. She steps out a minute later, looking very different in his clothes, with her wet hair loose around her shoulders, the sleeves of the tunic rolled up, and the belt cinched around her waist to keep the clothes from hanging too loose.
"Thank you," she tells him. That was very nice. And thank you for the clothes."
"No problem," he tells her with a smile. He may not know her well yet, but Finn was willing to go back into the heart of the First Order for this girl. Letting her use his shower and borrow some clothes seems like the least Poe can do. She goes back to sit with Finn again while Poe showers and changes. Walking back through the base later, he gets a smirk and a
Moving kind of fast there, Poe, from a fellow pilot. Poe reaches out and swats him on the arm, a little harder than strictly necessary.
Don't be gross. She's a friend.
Finn gets released from the med bay, only to find out that he's technically homeless. With everything else going on, no one remembered to set up quarters for him to move into. So, Poe does what he's sure any good friend would do.
You're welcome to come bunk down with me, he says.
At least until we get something else set up.
You sure?
Finn asks, with a combination of hope and wariness that instantly takes Poe back to when Ray used his shower.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I haven't had a roommate in a while. It'll be like being back in the academy again.
Finn snorts.
Something tells me you and I probably had very different academy experiences. All the more reason for you to enjoy yourself now?
Poe suggests, hopefully. And Finn laughs and puts up his hands.
All right, you talked me into it.
Of course, Finn's wardrobe currently consists of a simple white robe, the clothes he had on under his stormtrooper armor, and the jacket Poe gave him. So he too ends up in things from Poe's closet before too long. This time, it's a pair of young mechanics Poe catches trading knowing looks and muttering to each other as Finn wanders around the base looking for ways to make himself useful in an orange jumpsuit with Poe's name on the chest.
Just a friend, right, Poe?
One of the mechanics says when he catches Poe looking their way.
If you've got time to speculate about my social life, you've got time to find something useful to do.
Poe returns. For the first week or so, Finn is almost too considerate a roommate, checking with Poe before he does anything, and leaving his side of the room so clean there might not be anyone living there. Once it gets through his head that Poe isn't going to kick him out for some minor offense, he relaxes, and they settle into a good rhythm of sharing the space. Finn gets some clothes of his own from the commissary, but he and Poe are close enough in size and so used to sharing by now that his new things and Poe's old ones just end up merging into a sort of communal wardrobe. Poe's pretty sure he's wearing one of Finn's shirts right now as he briefs his pilots on their latest assignments, but at this point, it's hard to tell. The destruction of Starkiller Base was a serious blow to the First Order, but reconnaissance indicates they're starting to regroup, and since they know the Resistance is currently based in the Illenium system, it's only a matter of time before they have to set up shop somewhere else. The X-Wing squadrons are doing their part, scouting out sparsely populated systems for potential new locations. At the same time, training new pilots is a high priority after their recent losses. Poe has been focusing on the latter, trusting the former to his best pilots. He's going over a few things with Jess before she leaves on her latest mission, and they walk past Finn, who grins and bumps his fist against Poe's outstretched one. Jess turns her head to watch him go, then fixes Poe with an "I've known you forever, so be straight with me" look. "Seriously, you're not?" Poe sighs.
Just come on, not you too.
"Hey, I'm not trying to tease you," she says. "Just saying, if you're not, you probably should be. Kid obviously likes you."
"As a friend, yeah, but he's got it bad for Rey. Even if he is also interested in me, I'm pretty sure I'd be out of the picture when she comes back."
"So you're not even gonna give it a shot?" Jess asks.
"No offense, Dameron, but that doesn't sound like you."
Poe demurs, and Jess lets it go until they reach the hangar. As she dons her helmet and walks toward her ship, she says,
"Besides, I don't see why the girl coming back has to be a problem. She's cute, and you and I both know three isn't always a crowd."
The thing is, she's not wrong.
"Get out of here and go find me a new base," Poe calls after her. Jess gets settled in the cockpit and gives him a flippant little salute.
Roger that, Black Leader.
Rey and Luke.
Luke Griffin Skywalker, the guy who blew up the first Death Star. And yeah, Poe knows he's done a lot of other impressive stuff since then, but that's what Poe always thinks of first.
Arrive about 5 minutes before the First Order does. The move to the new base is underway, but not complete. So now it's just a question of fending off stormtroopers and TIEs while they load and send off the last transports. Poe and BB-8 are running for their ship when they run straight into a squad of troopers. And things almost get bad before there's the sound of a blaster and the hum of a lightsaber, and Poe glances around to find Rey and Finn flanking him.
"Didn't know you boys were planning a party,"
Rey says, deflecting a blaster bolt with the blade of her saber.
You know, just having a few friends over. Nothing too big,"
Finn replies, taking a trooper down with a well-aimed shot. They stay with Poe until they reach the hangar, and while BB-8 chirps a goodbye and rolls into position, Poe impulsively grabs both Finn and Rey's hands.
"You guys get out safe, okay? I'll see you later."
"You too, man. See ya,"
Finn replies.
"Good flying,"
Rey says, squeezing his hand before she lets go. When he finds them again, at the new base, on a world with a significantly colder climate than Dakar, Rey is wearing his old jacket. It's a little big around the shoulders, but she looks comfortable in it, leaning companionably against Finn as the two of them sit together in a booth in the mess hall. Finn spots Poe and waves him over.
"I'm making her tell me everything she's been up to," he says.
"It's your turn next," Rey reminds him. Poe settles down on Finn's other side, smiling across at Rey and draping an arm across the back of the booth.
"Okay, catch me up."
The end.